Live with Chris Lynch. Are you ready? On News Talk ZB.
News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch and for Larry Williams. An overwhelming response to today's news on Labour's reversal. We'll get more of your feedback throughout this hour. So call it what you like. A reversal, a flip-flop, a back-down, but Labour has changed its tune on tax plans. Good or bad? Well, Labour's been under increasing pressure on tax to tell the public what it's planning. Well, now we'll wait until its taxation working group recommends changes before talking to the public and getting their input and putting it to a vote next election. Labour's finance spokesman Grant Robertson is with me, and good evening to you.
Good evening, Chris.
Are you scared of losing this election? Is that why you've backed down on this?
No, not at all. What this is about is making sure that we balance together the work that we know needs to be done in terms of making sure our tax system's fair, making sure that we find a way to use the tax system to actually crack down on the housing crisis rather than exacerbate it. But yes, we've also listened to people who want to make sure that there's certainty, you know, and we want the work to be done, but we want people to have their say, and that's what we've been able to achieve today.
You've been talking a lot about the housing crisis, but surely then you can't be serious about there being a crisis given the fact now you're prepared to put things on hold for another 3 years.
Well, look, no, we are doing some things immediately. For instance, we're extending the government's bright line test. That means that if somebody flips a property that's not their family home within 5 years, they'll pay tax on that. That's a policy we're putting forward. We're cracking down on the negative gearing practice where people avoid their income tax obligations by writing that off against a big portfolio of properties. We're talking about banning foreign buyers from buying existing houses. So we've got a number of initiatives. What we're saying is that the additional work, the work that the working group's going to look at and say, well, is there anything else we can do? We're going to do that work, but then we are going to give people an opportunity to decide whether or not they want that to be implemented.
When did you make this decision to postpone any new taxes?
Look, we've been talking about this over the last few days. Jacinda particularly has been saying, you know, we've got to make sure we provide people with certainty, but we also get on with doing the work. And, you know,
did you decide to postpone it, or was it Jacinda Ardern?
Oh, it was very much, I mean, in the end, I was involved in discussions, but it was very much Jacinda's decision.
Did you make the recommendation and it was her call, that captain's call?
When you're in the heat of an election campaign, there's important decisions to be made, and ultimately the leader is going to be the person that makes them. But Jacinda's a very consultative person. She's talked around the shops, and you know, really, really, one of the most important things, Chris, is that we're able to focus on the issues we know New Zealanders care about, which is sorting out housing, health, education, getting support to families. We've got a great program of initiatives there that's all costed, all paid for within the revenue that we're going to generate. The working group's about the future and what the future shape of the tax system, and we can take some time to do that and get it right.
Okay, this to and fro. We can forgive Jacinda Ardern to a certain extent because she's, what, been 6 weeks in the job, but you've been finance minister, or finance spokesperson, I beg your pardon, for a long time. You should have known this wouldn't sit well with the public.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, Andrew Little, when he became the leader of the Labour Party, he took a very particular position around this, about the setting up of the working group, about making sure that we got experts in government. As you say, Jacinda took the reins 6 or 7 weeks ago. You know, they had slightly different views about this. That's fine. That's the nature of the situation we're in now. And, you know, the most important thing for me, Chris, is that we focus on the fact that we've got some massive challenges and opportunities in New Zealand. We've got a great program to deal with that. That's what we want to be talking to New Zealanders about.
The last poll, did that spook you somewhat?
Look, polls are going to bounce around. I think, you know, the reality of even the next remaining week is I'm sure we're going to see polls moving in all sorts of different directions. So, no, I don't get spooked by polls. I just, you know, look at them and think, right, we've got to keep working and keep listening to voters and talking to them about our plans.
But was that Reid Research poll part of the need to change your current position or delay the taxes?
No, it wasn't a particular consideration in that. It was
at
much
all?
More the fact that we... No, because we've... Much more than that, Chris, it was listening to New Zealanders and listening to the feedback that we were getting, that people understood the importance of sorting out the housing crisis, of doing the work.
Yeah, but you said last week to me New Zealanders seem relaxed about your position on the tax plan given the poll. So you've changed your mind?
Well, no, we've listened to New Zealanders. That's an important thing to do. You know, I think it's a hallmark of Jacinda that she's somebody who has her ear close to the ground, who can understand, you know, what is important to New Zealand people, and important is still doing the work, but making sure that there's an opportunity for New Zealanders' voices to be heard.
What taxes are going to come into effect, just briefly, in the next 3 years, should you be elected?
So what we've said over the next 3 years is that we are going to address those big challenges around water. So we are going to have the water royalty. We have said that we need to support our tourism centres and our conservation estate by charging international visitors an arrival levy, not New Zealand citizens. And we are going to make sure that Aucklanders, you know, contribute to the costs of the transportation issues they've got there through a regional fuel tax in Auckland. You know, I don't think that actually Aucklanders begrudge that. They realise they've got to make a contribution. So those things are going ahead. We've been clear about that all the way through. We've been clear that we reject Nationals' tax cuts, that we think that the tax cuts they're proposing should be used, the money there should be used for health, housing, education, for families. So those things have been what we've been saying all along, and we're very happy to stand by those policies.
So just briefly, just confirm which taxes this working group will look at, because we've heard the tax on people's houses, that's off the table, land tax off, inheritance tax?
Absolutely not. No, we've said that there will be no inheritance tax. What we've said is that the family home must remain something that New Zealanders can be confident is theirs, and that, you know, is their security. And so anything to do with the family home is off the agenda. What we're focused on is how do
that
we
includes,
make sure...
Just include, and that includes inheritance tax too.
Yeah, there will be no inheritance tax. And we actually have been saying that very clearly for some time. It's just been a scurrilous spin from the National Party to say anything else. The important thing for us, Chris, is that this working group gets the chance to say, are the changes that we were just talking about before enough to make sure that we stop the housing crisis and we get a better balance in our economy between people who work hard and pay their taxes and people who use loopholes to speculate?
In an ideal world, do you wish you had your tax policies all sorted out before the election?
Look, you know, I don't think there's any difficulty in the government saying, let's bring the experts in, let's get their views and make sure we've got the best functioning, best balanced, fairest tax system we can get. I don't think there's any problem with that at all. We've got a very clear set of policies we've just been running through. That's what we're campaigning on. What we've said today is we'll let New Zealanders' voices be heard about these issues that the working group will look at.
Thank you. That is Labor's finance spokesman, Grant Robertson. Let's get some of your feedback now just quickly. Somebody says, Morgan says, they've had 9 years to get a tax plan together and they still haven't. What has Labor been doing for the past 9 years, says Morgan? While there seems to be dissent in the ranks of the Labor Party, and who is the real leader, especially if Jacinda won't front, and the Labor Party is referring to Grant Robertson to front for her, says Murray. Robertson is a liar. Labor doesn't have a captain, let alone a rudder. Did Grant throw Jacinda under the bus or what, says Paul. Chris Lynch.